We're continuing our look at potential school reopenings this fall. And as we just heard, plans look drastically different from state to state and district to district. So we reached out to teachers on this, and we heard from two whose families were directly affected by COVID-19. But their opinions on resuming in-person learning for the fall are very different.
My name is Joe Wiki Floyd. I am from and live in Newark, New Jersey. I am an English teacher for Newark Board of Education. During the regular school year, I teach at Weekwick High School, and during the summer months, I teach at Science Park High School. COVID-19 has impacted all of our lives. I lost my husband. I have students who have lost fathers and mothers and grandparents who were raising them and siblings. And so we've been hit really hard in our district. At the moment, I'm definitely comfortable with that in-person learning because of my personality. I need it. However, I am concerned because I also have four children, two who are school age, one actually just graduated, but my two school age children and myself, we need that person to person, in person. We need that contact. And so I just feel as though if we properly prepare and we use our PPE correctly, that we will definitely be safe. Thinking about my husband's death during this pandemic, it's not a part of my concern of us returning. He had a lot of underlying health conditions. Everyone else in the family, we're pretty much healthy. My concern when I think about it is I don't want to bring my family. I don't want to bring anything back to my family. However, being in this house with my children, my biggest worry is that they lose their social etiquette. So I want them around other children. I'm really hoping that adults really take the proper protocols to, you know, ensure the safety of everyone. Because I know if I go back into the classroom, I will. If I had it my way, and if I was, you know, if my husband was still here, and I would definitely stay in the house. Let me just make that clear. I would opt out for my children to go back to school because I always wanted to homeschool them, and I would teach from home as well. However, I don't have that luxury to do so. It's that saying, you know, we have to choose the least of the demons. So I'd rather go out in the world than stay in the house and feel like we're regressing.
In Detroit, Michigan, Marietta Elliott is feeling more skeptical about going back for in-person teaching.
I am a special education teacher for Detroit Public Schools Community District. I'm also a parent of four DPSCD students. My four daughters attend schools in our district. I have a lot of concerns. You know, first of all, I'm in Detroit, which is an epicenter. It's just, we've had so many cases of death from COVID-19. In my building in particular, one of our staff members died from it, unfortunately. And we've had several staff members to be impacted and have the virus, including myself. In my school also, we've had several students to be impacted by it, where they've lost grandparents and parents. So my concerns going into the fall, I don't want our students as well as my children to be part of an experiment to see if it's possibly okay for them to go. I would much prefer us to start with a virtual platform if that's the safest thing, rather than to throw us out there too soon and then we have to be pulled, you know, out of school due to deaths or, you know, a lot of sickness just running rampant in our district. My kids are absolutely not going back. I don't feel comfortable sending them. You know, financially for myself, I definitely have some concerns and some hesitations with that. So it's a conversation my husband and I are having. We're trying to plan for the potential of if I don't feel safe, to see if we can, you know, financially stay afloat. But I definitely have concerns and hesitations about going in. I can't say emphatically what I'm going to do, but I can say definitively that my children will not be participating in face-to-face learning in the fall. what's being presented in the media is that teachers may not want to go back, but we absolutely want to go back. We love our students just like we love our children. Sometimes, you know, we're put in positions where we feel like we're putting our students before our own children. So it's not that we don't want to be back in the classroom, but our focus is always on our students, always on our children, and we want to just make sure that they are the safest possible at all times. That's all. We just want to ensure that. I mean, it's just shocking to read about teachers preparing wheels to go back to work. That's something unheard of. A teacher having to prepare to die, you know, and it's over, you know, doing something that we love to do. So I just really want to put that out there. It is really weighing heavy on all the educators. We want to be in school. That's something we really want to do. But the safety of our students and our children, that's just first. It's going to come first.
That was Marietta Elliott, who teaches students with disabilities in Detroit, Michigan, and Joicki Floyd, who teaches English in Newark, New Jersey. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be hearing from more teachers on their district's plans for the fall. And we'd also love for you to keep sharing your thoughts with us. If you're a parent or a teacher or work at a school, tell us how you're feeling about your school's plans for the fall. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.